In keeping with Cranberry Day, Alina Seguin of Alina's Homemade Desserts used freshly picked cranberries from the cranberry marsh to make some delicious apple cranberry scones to sell. I got a couple of my friends that live in town to go down the trail and harvest some cranberries for me. So, when I baked, I used fresh cranberries. They're really good this year. They are nice and tart but still have a little bit of sweetness, explained Seguin, one of many vendors set up at the entrance to the Cranberry Trail for Calendar's annual Cranberry Day festivities. I think this festival is incredible because this is my third year being here, and it has always had a great turnout. It is very well done, and it is just a great experience, shared Seguin. The festival has been around long enough that children who once attended with their parents are now bringing their children. It has been going on for many years, and it is well attended, stated Irene Smith, councillor for the municipality of Calendar. It is multi-generational, the children love it, and they get to walk down and experience the cranberry bush. The adults love it, it gives them a chance to have a rural walk through the bush, even seniors. And we have golf carts available for those who might have difficulty walking. And we have bus shuttles as well, said Smith, who pointed out a good crop of berries this year. We do this every year because people like it, people come out, it is well attended and appreciated. Our vendors appreciate it, and we don't just get people from Calendar, we get them from North Bay and all over. It is an opportunity to celebrate something we're growing right here, our own cranberries, which people enjoy for Thanksgiving. This year, the municipality has a booth where people were introduced to its new logo, featured on sweatshirts and sweatpants. At the end of the 2.4 kilometers trail, there was a pleasant surprise for walkers. We go right down to the end, so once you are at the actual cranberry bush area, there are tables, and sometimes cookies or drinks. You can pick your own cranberries, but along the trail this year we set up minions that we made out of hay bales, and we did a silent auction for homes for Halloween or just to decorate for the fall, and those funds will go to our local food bank, added Smith. This was the first year attending for friends Claire Lagasse and Elise Larichel. Both women say based on their experience, they plan to be back again next year. The atmosphere is joyful. It is made for all ages from babies to the elderly. There are so many people and vendors. It is all just very positive and well organized, stated Larichel, who said the highlight for her was the live music along the trail. The music in different areas is so nice, all different types of music. There are quite a few different spots with live music. It is really good. Coming off the trail walk, Claire Lagasse is happy she decided to attend this year's festival. I always wanted to do it, but I never seemed able to connect. I enjoyed the whole experience. Everybody was really friendly, there are some really nice vendors, and I like the walk along the cranberry trails, I've done it often, shared Lagasse. The lookout at the marsh seemed to be the place for people to gather and break up the walk. There were a lot of people there. Everybody was sitting down, relaxing, enjoying the view. It is a nice community feel. Everybody is so friendly, it has just been a really nice experience. It may be her first time attending, but Lagasse pledges it won't be her last. I'll be back, and I'll bring my husband next time, laughed Lagasse.